For the next 8 days, beginning today, the devotees are going to give some special classes on Lord Balaram, Balaram Katha and Balaram Leela. But today we will discuss the advanced party, which is Yogamaya, Subhadra and Mahamaya, which prepares for coming of Lord Balaram and Shri Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods. Text number 9. Ataham am sabhagyanam devakya putratam sube. Prapsyami tvam yasodayam nandapatnyam bhavishyasi. Ataam am sabhagyanam devakya putratam subhe. Prapsyami tvam yasodayam nandapatnyam bhavishyasi. Ataam am sabhagyanam devakya putratam subhe. Prapsyami tvam yasodayam nandapatyam bhavishyasi. Matajis. Word for word. Atha. Therefore. Aham, I, amsa bhagena, by my plenary expansion, devakya, of Devaki, putratam, the son, subhe, O all auspicious Yoga Maya, Prapshyami, I shall become Twam You, Yasodhyayam, in the womb of Mother Yasoda, Nandapatnyam, in the wife of Nanda Maharaj Nanda, Bhavishyasi, shall also appear. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. O all auspicious Yoga Maya, I shall then appear with my full six opulences as the son of Devaki, and you will appear as the daughter of Mother Yasoda, the queen of Maharaj Nanda. Purport. The word Amsa Bhagyana is important in this verse. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, text 42, the Lord says, Atava bahunaitena kim gyatena tvar Arjuna vistabhyaham idam krishnam ekam sena stito jagat. Translation. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Unquote. Everything is situated as a part of the Supreme Lord's potency. In regard to Lord Krishna's appearance in the womb of Devaki, Brahma played a part also, because on the bank of the milk ocean he requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead to appear. A part was also played by Baladev, the first expansion of Godhead. Similarly, Yoga Maya, who appeared as the daughter of Mother Yasoda, also played a part. Thus, Jiva Tattva, Vishnu Tattva, and Shakti Tattva were all integrated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Krishna appears, he appears with all his integrated parts. As explained in previous verses, Yoga Maya was requested to attract Sankarshan, Baladev, from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And this was a very heavy task for her. Yoga Maya naturally could not see how it was possible for her to attract Sankarshan. Therefore, Krishna addressed her as Subhe, auspicious, and said, "Be blessed, take power from me, and you will be able to do it." By the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, anyone can do anything, for the Lord is present in everything, all things being His parts and parcels, Amsa Bhagena, and increasing or decreasing by His Supreme Will. Balaram was only 15 days older than Krishna. By the blessings of Krishna, Yoga Maya became the daughter of Mother Yasoda. But by the Supreme Will, she was not able to enjoy the parental love of her father and mother. Krishna, however, although not actually born from the womb of Mother Yasoda, enjoyed the parental love of Mother Yasoda and Nanda. By the blessings of Krishna, Yoga Maya was able to achieve the reputation of being the daughter of Mother Yasoda, who also became famous by the blessings of Krishna. Yashoda means one who gives a fame. Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya tatshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Apatitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the evening time, Mother Yashoda, she puts Krishna to rest. This is in Goloka Vrindavan. This verse is being spoken by Krishna to Yogamaya in Goloka Vrindavan, not this Boma Vrajmandala Vrindavan. So when Krishna is put to rest by Mother Yashoda in the evening, after telling him a bedtime story, you know, about Vamanadev. He doesn't know that he is Vamanadev, but his bedtime story is going on. Then when Krishna is lightly in what is called Nidramahi, see, we are under the influence of, you could say, sleep, which is a little different from Nidramahi. See? So that is called a spiritual slumber in English. Yeah. So Krishna lightly rests, but Mother Yashoda is feeling that Krishna is in deep sleep. See, he's pretending. So after Mother Yashoda leaves, because he's in his youthful age, Mother Yashoda goes to her quarters, because her room is also accompanied by the Mother Rohini in the same room. See? So then Krishna, he waits till midnight. And you know, he's quite naughty. He goes to either Vamsivat or he goes to Rasastali around Govardhan. And he associates with his own parts and parcels, his own expansions, in a way, amsa bhagena, at the gopis. So after that, when all the gopis leave to their respective places, it becomes the beginning as time of what is called Brahma Muhurt. Brahma Muhurt. So during Brahma Muhurt, Radharani doesn't want to separate from Krishna, but at the same time Krishna needs to return, you know, to Nanda Gokula. This is happening in that area in Goloka Vrindavan. So, but Srimati Radharani doesn't want to leave him. So that is called Mangala. That is called Mangala. So when we come for Mangala Aarti, we get the darshan of Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari in their night outfit. See? And when the pujaris put Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari the previous night, last night, in the evening, yesterday, they dress them into their night outfit. So that same night outfit we are observing as Mangala. See? So the word Mangala is connected to the word here which is called Subhe. See? So Yoga Maya is manifest in a spiritual energy form to Radha and Krishna, but it's uppercut to us, unmanifest to us. See? So that is called Mangala. Yeah. So Krishna has not returned, you know, to be woken up by Mother Yasoda and bathed and put on new clothes, fresh clothes for the next day. He is still with Srimati Radharani. All the other gopis have returned to their homes. Yeah. So that type is that part of the morning or that type of consciousness is called Mangala. So therefore we have a Mangala Arati. Yeah. So it is most auspicious to come for Mangala Arati because we are getting the darshan of Radha and Krishna in our instance, our Ista Devatas and Devi, Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari, is when Radharani wants to be separated from Krishna. A very powerful time. You know, Vipralamba, from Sambhog to Vipralamba, very powerful time. So that's the beginning of Brahma Muhurt. Yeah. In the natural constellation of the rising and setting of the sun, the Brahma Muhurt is about 96 minutes before sunrise. So at that time we come for Mangala Arati. And at that time it is most auspicious to be completely absorbed and infused by the influence of Yoga Maya. Of Yoga Maya. So at that time is the most auspicious time to even chant japa. See? Because Yoga Maya influences us to be completely spiritual. So at that time when you chant japa, you can hear the mantra more easily. So as the time goes after Mangal Arati up to Darshan Arati, so Darshan Arati is when Mother Yasoda, bathes Krishna. We do Abhishek and we get Charanamrit. And then she puts on fresh clothes for him. That's what the pujaris do. While we are chanting japa. So when we are chanting japa, it is like Radharani's time to leave Krishna because he's already going to Mother Yasoda to be taking bath and putting on fresh cloth and auspicious mantras are chanted for his protection and so forth. At that time we are chanting. But we are chanting more importantly because Radharani is leaving Krishna. It's a very powerful time when we chant japa to cry out to Krishna that, you know, I'm separated from you and I'm feeling that I should come back to you. Same thing, Srimati Radharani. So then that Yoga Maya practicality in our consciousness, it sort of fades away because Srila Prabhupada said that a spiritual organization in the material world, very, very, very difficult proposition. Very difficult proposition. Yeah. So when we leave the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Japa, Now, if you don't do japa at that time, it's a problem for the rest of the day. For anybody, including a Mahabhagavat. Including a Mahabhagavat. Including an Uttama Adhikari. Because that chanting at that time protects you from yoga mayas sort of disappearing and then transforming into Mahamaya. So in this temple complex, everything is under yoga maya. But if somebody brings Mahamaya in here, they're going to doubly suffer the law of karma. But when you leave this yoga maya practicality of influence and you step out, you're stepping into the domain of Mahamaya. See? And if one doesn't chant one's japa in the morning, you're not under the influence of yoga maya, you're already under Mahamaya and you're going into Mahamaya. So Srila Prabhupada gives the example that just like we are in this complex, this is Goloka, there's no issue. Prabhupada makes it clear. Yeah. But Prabhupada said even a non-devotee can come into Goloka, but he may go back in the same consciousness. He may go back in the same consciousness. In other words, he cannot access the influence of Yogamaya. Cannot access, it's not accessible. So that non-devotee will come under the influence of Mahamaya and leave the influence of Mahamaya here and go back into Mahamaya. Whereas devotees, they're the influence of Yogamaya by chanting japa, take that with them into the domain or kingdom of Mahamaya. So therefore they are protected. See? That's how important chanting japa is. And that is why in this particular verse, Krishna is requesting Yogamaya, you go first. You go first. And then I will come. But I will come to take birth to Mother Devaki and Vasudev. Because Krishna can never say that he's going to take birth from Mother Yasoda. She'll get confused and bewildered. Krishna takes birth from Devaki and Vasudev. Krishna never takes birth from Mother Yasoda because he is eternally Yasodananda. He cannot take birth from Mother Yasoda. Eternally he is that. Yeah. So he cannot tell in Goloka Vrindavan, my dear Mother Yasoda, temporarily I will not be your son and then you go that place and then again I'll take birth as your son. Immediately Mother Yasoda said, this is Krishna, my son, he's gone pagla. What is nonsense he's talking about? How can he temporarily not be my son? It's complete nonsense. You know? She'll get bewildered and confused. And she'll think, this boy, he needs a kaviraj. You know? Some pagla has gone crazy. Yeah. So, then Krishna, as he instructed and appealed to Yogamaya to appear, she did appear at first in the prison house of the jail of Kamsa in this Boma Mathura Mandala from there. So she came. She did appear. See? So Krishna uses the word Subhe because it is a very difficult task to carry Balaram, who is the heaviest of the heaviest. You know, from the consciousness of Devaki to the consciousness of Rohini. Prabhupada uses the word womb because That's the language that can be understood in the material world. See, but it's actually consciousness. Yeah. It's actually consciousness in that sense. Prabhupada had very much difficulty in translating words from Sanskrit into English. Yeah. Just like Prabhupada one time mentioned to His Holiness Satsarup Das Goswami that I'm finding difficulty in translating this word rasa or ras. I don't know what to say in English. So the closest is mellow. Another close is relationship. Another close is taste. But Prabhupada uses the word mellow. But it still doesn't give that, that sort of taste of the word rasa. Although it says mellow in English. So Krishna, according to what he has, he is like choreographing the whole thing. He is planning out the whole thing of how he's going to appear in this Boma Mathura Mandala. Yeah. So then it comes to the point in the third chapter from here, when Vasudev, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he was about to take that newborn child from the delivery room, then Yogamaya, who was requested by Krishna from Golok, was already here. When he took that Vasudev Krishna, or Devaki Nandan, when he lifted that baby, exactly at that time, this Subhe, Yogamaya's expansion took birth as Subhadra. From the word Subhe comes Subhadra. Means not just auspicious, but most auspicious. Subhadra, most auspicious. She took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. See? So Srila Prabhupada mentions in several purports in these first chapters in the 10th canto from like chapter 1 up to chapter 6 or 7, that he never says that Subhadra is the daughter of Nanda Maharaj. He never says that. Prabhupada always says that Subhadra is the original daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. This is the words he used. He doesn't say the daughter of Maharaj Nanda. Because he always refers to as the daughter of Yasoda. Only. Daughter of Yasoda. For some reason. So Srila Prabhupada discusses that that Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have us understand that Krishna appeared simultaneously as the son of Devaki and also as the son of Yasoda along with the spiritual energy Yogamaya in the form of an expansion of the form of Subhadra. See? Now, when that baby child, Prabhupada says, was taken by Vasudev to the room within Nanda Bhavan, this is not the other place, which is Nandagram. This is Nanda Bhavan in Nanda Gokula, in the forest of Mahavan, here in Boma, Mathura Mandala. Yeah. When that baby was taken, Subhadra was already there as a girl baby. But Yasoda could not understand whether a girl or a boy who has taken birth as a child. She could not understand. Because it was as if she was recovering, from childbirth. It's all Naralila, human-like. See? So then Vasudev exchanged those babies. But Shyamasunda Krishna or Yasoda Nandan was already there, but aprakat. Yes. So generally, the male child is on the left side of the mother. Because the left arm goes up underneath the child. And generally when the female child appears to any mother, the mother always keeps the female child on the right side. See? So Subhadra appeared to be on the right side of Mother Yasoda, whereas the Aprakat, the unmanifest Shama Sunda Krishna Yasoda Nandan, is on the left side. So she was on her right side. And that is Subhadra, an expansion of Yogamaya. So when Vasudev came into the room of Mother Yasoda, he saw the baby girl. So he had to have his hands free to pick up the baby girl. See, so he went on the back portion of Mother Yasoda and placed the baby boy. So at that time Vasudev Krishna entered into the form of Yasoda Nandan or Shama Sunda Krishna, and then Prakat became manifest. So therefore, sometimes even Prabhupada says it's like twins. One is somewhere else and one is here. But the original feature of the twin is with Mother Yasoda. Then he picks up this baby girl and he goes back to the jail of Kamsa. You know that part well. So that time, Kamsa and his henchmen, they were hearing the cries of the baby girl. So Kamsa came. See? And as we know, that Kamsa lifted up this baby girl and was about to crush her onto the stone floor. And then Prabhupada says, this child who is Yogamaya Devi, who is the younger sister, you know, of Lord Vishnu, slipped upward, you know, from Kamsa's hand and appeared in the sky as Devi, or the goddess Durga with eight arms, fully equipped with weapons. Prabhupada says like, now here is a very important factor that Subhadra cannot be touched by Kamsa. Subhadra cannot be touched by Kamsa. So before he could catch that baby girl and thrust her onto that stone floor, Subhadra disappeared and Mahamaya appeared. And he touched Mahamaya because he is under the influence of Mahamaya. And that Mahamaya personified appeared in the form of Durga. So at that time, there is no account of where Subhadra went. And finally, again, she appeared in Dwarka as the younger sister of Krishna. So that form of Durga that went up, you know, and declared, you know, to Kamsa, look, you know, your dead personified is already somewhere else. You know, in the form of Krishna, is already somewhere else. See? So therefore, sometimes devotees ask the question, where did that Subhadra go? Where did that Subhadra go? Because we can understand Durga. You know? That's Mahamaya. But where did Subhadra go? Because that Durga expanded from Subhadra to become Mahamaya, then slipped and went into the air. So, Subhadra, she reappeared in an aprakat form. Prabhupada indicates in the purport, also in the 10th canto, you know, She appeared in apricot form as the daughter of the Vindhyachala mountains. See? And then she became known as a Vindhyachala Vasini. And nobody knew that. Nobody knew that. In other words, she was quite protected and she was quite safe. And she was growing up at the same time, adopted by the Vindhyachala mountains as Vindhyachala Vasini. Yeah. Now, because Subhadra felt transcendentally sort of contaminated by the touch of Kamsa of an expansion which is called Durga. In other words, she had to sort of go into some tapasya mode. But really she didn't need to do that. Because Durga Devi is all over. So then she waited only at that time when Krishna took all the citizens or residents of Mathura and moved them to Dwarka. See? That is after Kamsa was killed because Jarasandha was attacking. See? So Subhadra only reappeared, only reappeared in Dwarka after Kamsa was killed. Because Kamsa hailed her expansion, Durga. So this, he has to be rooted out. He has to be killed for her to reappear again in Dwarka. So this is the kind of connection between Yoga Maya, Subhadra and Mahamaya. This connection is there like that. Srila Prabhupada gives a very wonderful example also in the 10th canto there. He said just like when electricity passes and comes into the kitchen, right? The same electricity makes the fridge cold and makes the stove hot. See? Mahamaya is Yoga Maya, but cold like the fridge. And Yoga Maya is always Yoga Maya, like the heat. Nice, very wonderful example. Then Srila Prabhupada also gives another wonderful example. He says that the Mahamaya of the material energy is also an expansion of Yoga Maya. But both Mahamaya and Yoga Maya are equally potent and equally serving, important in the eyes or consciousness of Krishna. Mahamaya is equally important as Yoga Maya to Krishna. And then Srila Prabhupada gives a very wonderful analogy. He says, just as any government department is equally important for the functioning of the government. And the police department may be horrible for the criminals. Right? But to the government, it is a department as good as the university department, Prabhupada says. See? So similarly, Mahamaya, in the horrible situation of the conditioned life, of the conditioned soul, but to the liberated soul, there's no fear of Mahamaya. Because the liberated soul is always protected by Yoga Maya, who is the source of Mahamaya. Srila Prabhupada used to say, when one disciple approached him and said, Srila Prabhupada, I feel very much sheltered and protected when I am in the temple in the association of devotees. But then I have to go and distribute airports. I have to go and distribute books, in O'Hare. There's one airport called O'Hare. And the devotee said, it's not O'Hare, it's O'Hare in Chicago. The Chicago airport is named that. O'Hare, you know? Yeah. But it's O'Hare. Yeah. He said, when I go to the Chicago airport and distribute books, I feel very susceptible to fall down at any time. Very, very, you know, like I feel weak because in the protection of the devotees and the protection of the kirtan and protection of Mangalati, you know, an association, I feel very sheltered and secure. So how do I feel secure out there? Then Srila Prabhupada asked him, do you chant all your 16 rounds of japa before you go out? You know? He said, but Srila Prabhupada, everyone is saying that book distribution will please you the most. Yeah. And Srila Prabhupada said, did I tell you to take a vow at the time of initiation to distribute books? What vow did you take? You took a vow to chant minimum of 16 rounds of japa daily. Yes. Then you go out and distribute books. And you'll be protected in the bubble of yoga maya, although you are facing those who are influenced by the material energy mahamaya. So it's very, very important that during the mangala time, when yoga maya manifests that Radharani is about to be, you know, Radharani is about to be separated from Rasa Bihari, we come at that time, take darshan, and then we chant when she's leaving. When Radharani is leaving, we chant at that time, a japa. So, you know, Ram Roop may ask me the question, Ram Roop Prabhu, but Maharaj, we are on the altar, we are not chanting japa during that time. You know? We also want to chant japa. We are pujaris. And they may ask at that time. So when I was serving as a co-president in Krishna Balaram Mandir, you know, I made sure that the team of pujaris who dress in the evening, they don't dress in the morning. So they follow the morning program. But those who dress in the morning must take early rest, you know, at 6-7 o'clock in the evening, and they must rise early and chant all the japa, and then dress the deities. Now they thought, wait, oh, this is like, you know, new for us. It's not new. It's not new. Any pujari will tell you how difficult it is to continue to chant in the morning. They'll tell you how difficult it is after, right? Very difficult. Because the Mahamaya is seeping in. Yeah. So then some of them said, no, you know, we can't do this thing. I said, okay, try it. Just try it. Yeah. So I proved to them that you dress the deities in this outfit today, but don't chant your japa. And you chant your japa as you normally do after breakfast or something. Right? And the same pujaris, 2 weeks later, I told them, now you take rest early and you get up early at 2 o'clock in the morning, chant all your rounds, and then you go and dress. But put the same outfit, that you put 2 weeks earlier. Put the same type of garland, same decorations, like that. See? And they did it, after chanting the japa. See? So, for darshan aarti, just before darshan aarti, the person who leads the kirtan is Ayendra. For about maybe half an hour. Right? He's leading kirtan. So now darshanati is coming, he's taking darshan. Hey. Yes, who dressed today? Now you know, Ayendra, his people skills are not the best. And he can shout. But he means well, because externally you see, but internally he's soft. Who dressed today? They thought, you know, they finished, you know. Who dressed today? Who dressed Radha Shyama Sundar? He's asking like that. See, and nobody dare say. No, who dressed today? I want to know. Like that. He said 2 weeks ago, you know, the day after Ekadashi, because he dresses on Ekadashi. The day after Ekadashi, that same outfit was there. But who dressed today with the same outfit? So the pujaris, they thought, you know, he's going to like chastise them. Because Ayendra is the head pujari of the head pujari there. You know, Mukunda Datta is the head pujari, but the head pujari of the head pujari is Ayendra. That's how it was working there. See? So then Ayendra, who? So immediately, and then Ayendra came to me and said, can you tell me who dressed? I said, you find out from Mukunda Datta, you know, he'll tell you. He said, how is it that same outfit 2 weeks ago was like this, but today it's like, you know, it's like better, the same better, like that. And Mukunda Datta said, no, temple president, you know, he's in charge here too. He told us what to do. Yeah. And Andre said, I tell them this all the time. But they don't listen. They have to listen to a position, temple president, then they'll do. See? Because Ayendra chants, used to chant 64 rounds every day, if you're not aware. So other Kirtaniyas imitate him, because they don't chant 64 rounds, they don't go for Mangalati either. The potency is different. See? So therefore, everything comes from the Mangala time, from the Mangala. And that is Subhadra. That is Yogamaya. Alright, we'll leave some time for comments or questions, if you like. There's one hand in the back. There's one devotee's hand there. Pass the microphone to the back.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji.
What's your name?
Prakash. Prakash Ahuja.
Okay, tell me your question.
My question is
you can address me as Maharaj. I must say.
Sorry. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
It's not your fault. It's just...
My question is that I'm basically a CA professional.
You are?
CA professional, chartered accountant.
Nice, okay.
So most of the times what happens is I have to work late in the evening. And so I find it very difficult to get up early in the morning. Because sometimes it happens like
When you work late in the evening, do you work alone?
No, there are other colleagues also with me. So what happens is sometimes I leave at 9 or maybe 10 in the night from the office.
Okay.
So when I come back...
Do you own the office?
I go normally, if it's very late, I go by auto or I take a train.
1 second, this bell.
Yeah.
Do you own the office? Are you the proprietor? Do you own it? Are you the boss?
No, I'm not a boss.
Okay,
I'm working there.
That's okay.
So my question is...
I understand your question, so now listen carefully.
Yes.
If you take rest at 10 o'clock, okay?
Yes.
Are we good?
Yeah, yes.
You know, without going into the internet and doing all sorts of other stuff. Right? If you take rest at 10 o'clock in the morning, in the evening, what time can you get up in the morning?
I need minimum 6 hours.
So 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. You get up at 4 o'clock?
Yes, but what happens?
One minute.
Yes.
You get up at what time?
Nowadays I'm getting up at 5
o'clock.
No,
that's okay. You get up at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
6 hours, right?
Right, perfect. Yeah.
And then after you take bath and so forth and you know, take, put on fresh clothes for the day, then you start chanting from 5 to 7.
Yes.
Are we okay?
Yeah, okay.
Will you follow from tomorrow morning?
Yes, yes, Maharaj.
How do I know you will?
Lord,
don't
Krishna.
Be polite. Don't be polite. You have to be taking a vow.
I take a vow.
Huh?
I take a vow.
You'll chant from tomorrow morning.
I will.
One second. Usually, how many rounds of japa you chant daily?
16.
Oh,
daily.
Wonderful. So from tomorrow morning, every day, from 5 to 7, you have a sacred appointment with Radha and Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji. Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
What is a... He is a Ahuja. Ahuja. So, Sriman Ahuja, which devotee do you know here? Who helps you spiritually?
Radhika Kanai.
Radhika Kanai Prabhuji.
So, Radhika Kanai, now you are an adult, you're not a kid, right? You're a mature person, right?
Yes.
Are we good so far?
Yes.
Yeah. So, if you're having difficulty some of the days to chant in the morning, you must speak to Radhika Kanai.
Yes, Maharaj.
Are we clear?
Yes, Maharaj.
This is on regular days. Some days may be a little exceptional if your body is sick. You know, if there's an emergency, if you're taking an early flight somewhere, that may be exceptional, right?
Yes.
But on a regular day, you must be chanting from 5 to 7.
Yes, Maharaj.
And you know, it'll be even nicer. How far you stay from the temple?
Very far. I stay at Mulund.
Well, that's
central.
Far. Okay. Then you have a nice place at home and you can chant.
Yes, Maharaj.
Thank you very much. This is a very practical question.
Hare Krishna.
To apply what we have spoken about today. Wonderful. Any other question or comment? There's two hands up there. Bring the microphone, pass it forward. Microphone, the side.
Hare Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for the wonderful class. I learned so many new things. Just a comment. Once Srila Prabhupada, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, can you give some tips how to distribute books, more and more books? I want to please you. Then Srila Prabhupada replied, sit down, take your mala, start chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, finish your 16 rounds, then get up, then you can distribute books.
Yes. Yes, that's happened to many devotees in different ways. This is another example of that. Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, in the beginning of your class, you mentioned that even if the Mahabhagavata doesn't chant in the Brahma Muhurta period,
say that.
Even if Uttamadhikari, a Mahabhagavata, if he doesn't chant in the Brahma Muhurta time, then the daytime the Mahamaya may influence his chanting.
No, the mind influences you because the mind is in the Mahamaya, not to hear the mantra. What's your question?
So my question is, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, he is a Mahabhagavata Uttamadhikari.
Yes.
So can we say that his Brahma Muhurta time chanting quality was much better than his evening time chanting quality?
Okay. In yesterday's purport, Prabhupada says a devotee lives in the spiritual world always. A devotee. See? Are you with me so far? Are you with me? So far. Now, there are three features. You know? One is a gross body. One is subtle body, like ghost. And the other is spiritual form, the soul. Okay? So when you don't chant your rounds in the morning, right? If you do chant your rounds in the morning, then Prabhupada says, you are on the platform of spirit soul. You don't need to worry whether you're not this body or not. You don't need the philosophy when you chant Hare Krishna. You are in the category of functioning in the form of the spirit soul because you're chanting Hare Krishna. But if, so that's fine. So when you function as the foundation or basis for the day, on the platform of the spirit soul, and when you go out, then you'll still be functioning on the platform of the spirit soul. You won't be influenced by the subtle or the gross. And even if you're influenced by the subtle or the gross, it'll only be from the subtle platform, but you won't move it to action on the gross platform. Haven't finished. Now, for example, you brahmachari. Right? Now you go out. Maybe you have to get permission from some police commissioner. Right? But in the office is the police commissioner's young daughter. And you brahmachari. Right? Now while you're talking to the police commissioner, you're not looking directly at the young daughter, but you're looking in your mind's eye. Which the police commissioner doesn't know. In your mind's eye, oh, she's here. But you know, he doesn't know that you're looking in your mind's eye at the police commissioner's daughter. But at the same time, you know you are a brahmachari. You got it? Yeah. So subtly you may be affected, but you won't move that subtle desire to the gross action of the physical body. Why? Because you chanted your rounds in the morning. Next part. If you don't chant your rounds in the morning, then what happens during the day? Say for example you have like 10 rounds to complete, you did 6 in the morning. Right? Those 10 rounds personified will haunt you like a ghost. Will haunt you like a ghost. You know, while you're going in the car, oh, I haven't, you know, this round, so now I have to complete this round. It haunts you like a ghost on the subtle platform. So the devotee, because he is sincere, and he did not chant the 10 rounds in the morning, so during the day, those rounds haunt him. See? Yogamaya is still protecting you from some extent. It's still protecting you. But if you don't chant in the morning, those, you know, 6 rounds, and you don't chant during the day, the 10 rounds, and nobody is watching, I won't do my rounds today, then you're completely under Mahamaya. See? So we should know that as long as we wear this body as a dress, gross and subtle, it's always going to be influenced by the material energy. But because you have immunized yourself in the morning by chanting 16 rounds of japa, you won't move any subtle material desire into the gross platform of action or activity. Rather, japa will always protect you. Even if you leave, don't chant japa and take association of Radha and Krishna in the morning, during the day the japa will always protect you. You didn't be with me. You did not be with me. Radha and Krishna in the form of japa will haunt you. Hey, oh yes, I still have 8 rounds to chant. You know, you feel like that. You won't be peaceful and so forth unless you complete that. So that's a sincere devotee. But a serious devotee will chant his japa in the morning. A sincere devotee, the japa will haunt him during the day. You haven't been with me. And someone who is not sincere and not serious, they won't chant their rounds for days, weeks, months or years.
So, Maharaj, this can be applicable to the sadhana bhakti devotee, but a uttam adhikari, how
no,
he can be affected?
Listen very carefully.
Yeah.
Prabhupada was living in the material world or he was living in the spiritual world within the material world? You answer the question.
He was living in the spiritual world while he was in the material world.
Yes, but wherever Prabhupada is the spiritual world within the material world. Are we clear? Yes or no?
I didn't understand your last statement.
So, when I speak, don't think of the next question. You hear. Please, huh? Srila Prabhupada, he descended from the spiritual world within the material world, but he was always living in the spiritual world. Are we clear?
Yeah.
Similarly, Namacharya?
Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur. See? Similarly, any devotee who is engaged 24 hours of the day and night in Krishna consciousness is living in the spiritual world within the material world. We okay? So we cannot, you cannot really compare a sadhaka to Namacharya Haridas Thakur. You can't do that. You cannot compare a sadhaka to Srila Prabhupada. It's a little different. At least we should try to chant our rounds in the morning. You know, don't try to imitate Haridas Thakur. That is always under the influence of yoga maya in any state. Even when Maya Devi herself comes, you know, he's still under the yoga maya principle. See? So the comparison is nice, but it's not appropriate for a sadhaka to somebody who's always living in the spiritual world while in the material world. Said, okay. So please forgive me if I mildly chastise you in public. Sorry.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
You forgive me?
Please forgive me. Hare Krishna.
For what? Alright. That was only two questions, so we have to end on time. And I'm feeling a little hungry. Is that okay? Srila Prabhupada ki, Anant Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki, Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari ki, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.